Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And once again, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you from the floor at SHOT Show 2020, and I'm sitting down now with the student of the gun and author and now a cancer beat downer.
Destroyer.
That's it. Paul Markle, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
You got a new book coming out calling Fighting Solves Everything.
Fighting Solves Everything is OUT out right now.
Destroying Cancer with Faith, Nutrition, and Science. Where can they find this book?
They can find it at, you can go to, if you would like a signed copy, you can go to fightingsolves.com. But if you say, I don't care about your signature, Paul, and you can keep it, that's cool, too. Go to Amazon. There's this little company called Amazon. They sell
Amazon,
books.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they sell books, and they sell Kindle. We can get it as a Kindle
right,
or as an Amazon Prime. So if you're an Amazon Prime customer, you just, boom, get your
Kindle.
And it's also a Kindle.
Did you do the audiobook? Because you'd really be good to do the audiobook.
Everybody tells me that, but if you ever sat down to do an audiobook, it's horrible. Because you go in the studio and you have this manuscript and you have to read it. It's like doing short form video.
Right.
You ever done short form video, like a 1 minute commercial or a 30 second version?
Well, I do commercials here, but
it has to be perfect.
First, one take.
From 1 second to 30 seconds. There's no ums, there's no flubs. It has to be perfect. And that's the way it is when you're doing an audiobook. If you don't, you have to pause, start again. And I found it maddening.
Are those audiobook oratory guys, are they like really interesting people?
They've got to be like savants or something. You know?
They can probably make a clay statue just after they look at one thing, too.
Yeah, so, anyway, you know, is it Kindle Direct or Kindle Unlimited? I think it's Kindle Unlimited. If you sign up and you're a subscriber to Kindle,
right,
and you can get so many books every month just for free, just boom, we're part of that program. So if anybody wants it, they can get it.
Everybody should look at that. Listen, fighting cancer is no joke. It's bad. It's definitely bad on the patient because no matter, you know, how much support you've got,
mm-hmm.
You're really in this one by yourself, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you are. And something that really struck me, in the book, my wife contributed. And I told her, I said, I want you to contribute to the book. And she obviously, well, not me, obviously, but she proofread it. She proofreads all my books. And she said, well, I'm going to put in some of my journal entries. I had no idea from the day of my diagnosis till all the way through to treatment and everything that she was keeping a regular journal.
Right.
And I read her journal entries, and I was like, wow. Grab the tissue. So that's in there. So the story is not just me. It's not just my story, but it's also the story of my wife's story and what she had to go through.
Well, the support network, all they can do is watch. There's no way to get integrated because I was the support network, and there's no way to get into that fight. There's no way to insert. All you can do is watch.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is watch. So that's
mine kept me alive because I ended up with a feeding tube in my stomach, and I couldn't take anything through my throat and what have you. So what she had to do is she had to come up with ways to keep me healthy.
Right.
She had to find recipes. And anybody, listen to me, anybody out there who's going through any situation, it doesn't have to be cancer, whatever, somebody who's sick, and a lot of people end up with temporary feeding tubes. And the generic advice is, just use the pre-made cans of liquid death that they sell in, CVS. Don't do that. They should call it ensure that you die. That's what they should call it. So she was a champion. She came up with all these recipes and ways to keep me going. And but I had a lot of good coaches too. I had a lot of good coaches. And as I was telling your lovely bride earlier, I have a friend who's a doctor, and he's a nutritionist and so forth. And so I was able to get the advice that wasn't from the standard medical. Don't surrender. I guess the number one thing is don't surrender to the medical. Don't surrender to the disease. Don't surrender to the medical teams. They're just like, you know, a lot of people are like, well, they said to do this, so I guess I just have to.
Yeah.
You know, they said to take this medicine, so I guess I just have to. Do the research.
Right.
Find out what they're giving you. I refused the chemo because I found out that the side effects were, a lot of them were permanent and horrible. And I was like, so I'm going to survive the cancer and then have these permanent problems from the chemo.
Now, one thing I got to say, you've always been a strapping young man, and I've seen pictures of you. Maybe I saw you a picture of you at the GRPC, and I could tell that you had been through an ordeal, but you are looking good.
I lost 50 pounds total from beginning to end, and I'm about 15 plus pounds back from that now.
Right.
And I am back in the gym. I'm lifting, and I was going to tell you, I went for my checkup, my quarterly checkup or whatever, and the doctor, they scoped me, and they're like, you're looking good, you know, and they ask you all these questions. They're like, well, how are you doing? How's your energy level? And I said, my energy level's good. And, you know, I'm actually back in the gym 3 times a week, and I'm lifting. And she says, okay, well, what else are you doing for exercise? And I gave her the knife hand, and I said, I don't quite think you understand what I'm lifting. I'm lifting a barbell. I'm not doing 12-ounce curls here. And I told my coach that story, and he laughed. He said, they don't get it. He said, if you'd have told her you're going for a brisk walk 3 times a week, she'd have been like, that is fantastic.
I have no point of reference for that. My little malady that I had was over and done with as far as the hairy part of it inside of a week. After I finally woke up, it was a smooth sailing, and the recovery from it, well, that was a little bit of a chore, but I mean, it was pretty much everything with me was over with in a week. You went through this for how long?
Well, I got diagnosed, and the worst part, I think, was the very beginning, because it's a diagnosis, and they don't say initially, you have this specifically, boom. It's like, well, you have cancer, this is what we found. It could be anywhere or just there, or we don't know, more tests, this and that. And so before, and so you have it, and you have to deal with this big black question mark, because you don't start. Most people think, wow, that they diagnose you and you start treatment immediately. No, you have to talk to 187 different people before they actually
point, try to figure out exactly what they're treating, right?
And once they started, and in my mindset was like, and as far as the lifting, you know, I knew that I needed to keep my body strong. I understood that. And the day that I got my diagnosis was my scheduled fitness and training day. So I went down in the gym. I had a gym at my house and had everything set up. And I got underneath the squat bar. And as I lifted that thing up, I said to myself, I was like, look, you're not doing this to look good during swimsuit season. You're not doing this for ego gratification. You're doing this to stay alive.
Don't think I'm weird. I'm colorblind. The only way I can see.
No, you're good.
Riding on your. See, I can see that now. Well, sort of.
There you go.
Anyway, so what is your long-term? What's it look like?
Oh, long-term prognosis is great. The good news about this cancer is generally when they catch it and kill it, it doesn't return.
Right.
I don't want to get scientific, but the what caused it was a virus.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
what caused it
is
was,
there a way not to get that again?
The way not to get it again, basically, is they said, the doctor told me most adults over 40 have, about 80% of adults over 40 have been exposed to it. Yes. And I'm very typical. Men get exposed to it, if they get exposed to this virus, around 50, the changes, and then it develops.
Mm-hmm. Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survivor. The whole thing with surviving cancer. Well, you say it better than me. That's fine.
Destroyer.
If I say survivor, you say destroyer. It's not even a semantic thing. You just say that better than I do.
It always makes me feel a little self-conscious.
And that patch glows in the dark, by the way.
Okay.
That's our first glow-in-the-dark patch.
Lighting solves
everything. Yeah.
Student of the Gun. I know a lot of people depend on Student of the Gun. Your boys kept this going for you while you were down?
Yeah, what we did, we knew that at some point in time I was going to lose my voice. It was an eventuality. So we preloaded a lot. We did a bunch of interviews and so forth. And I was probably out of studio for about 6 weeks, I guess, before I could
get back. That's a long time for an audience, though, Paul.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And when I got back, I thought I could talk for maybe about an hour, 45 minutes before my voice gave out.
Right.
Before it was really gone.
Well, I mean, the good thing, though, is that you did come back.
Yeah,
that's a good
absolutely.
Thing. That's a good thing, because a lot of times when people go down to an illness like this, they're like, I'll be back as soon as I take this down, and then they just never come back. They just, because they fail. They succumb.
This is the most talking, this last 4 days is the most talking I've done in a year almost.
How close to your normal day-to-day are you now?
I'd say I'm back to about 90-95%.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got back in the gym in July. I actually still have the feeding tube and everything, but I got back in the gym and I had to start essentially from the beginning.
Right.
You know, and a really great strength coach from Barbell Logic. Barbell Logic online coaching. And essentially, I'd go into the gym and I'd record my videos and I'd send them to my coach and he'd say, okay, do this. You're doing well here. And he reminded me, because I'm a man, he said, look, you cannot compare yourself. Your ego is going to want to make you compare yourself to what you were in 2018.
Right.
You know, but you can't do that. He goes, let's focus on where we are now and focus on moving.
Well, yeah, and I mean, now at this point, I mean, with everything that happened to me, with everything that's happening to you, now we just, the challenge is to find out what is the best we can be now in our new reality. In your new reality, I don't know what the long-term weakening of what you went through, and probably the treatment was worse than the disease.
Oh, well, yeah. People ask me, like, what are you in, you know, when I first got diagnosed, is it hurt? Are you in pain? I'm like, no. And I feel great. Other than having this tumor in my neck, I'm doing great. Yeah, it's not until they start hammering it, you know, with the radiation and what have you. Of course, then the radiation has all the complications that go along with it, including extreme pain.
Yeah,
pain like you've never felt before in your life. And then they give you opiates to knock the pain back. And then once you're done, you have to get off the opiates, which is another journey. That's right. A second journey in and of itself.
I couldn't handle it. They had me on Oxycontin and what do they call it? Hillbilly heroin.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it at all. I had some of the craziest dreams on that. And they were like, we can give you some more. I'd be like, no, I don't mind if my chest grinds on itself. So have you been out on the range? Been shooting?
Oh yeah. I'm back. You know, we go to the range, and we're in Salt Lake City now. So the opportunity to an outdoor range is kind of difficult because everything's so suburban and urban. But there's a couple of indoor ranges we go to. We're doing testing, not as much as I'd like. You know, when we were in Wyoming, it was fantastic. I mean, it was my personal playground. I could just grab my rifle and pistol and just go.
I mean, I don't. You going to stay in Salt Lake, or what are you
going
to do?
No, I'm not going to stay in Salt Lake. I told you we got a grandbaby coming.
Yeah.
And so we're not going anywhere.
Where's the grandbaby?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere until then. But I'm you know, I still need to work. I'm still young. I mean, I'm not retired. You know, so
not by any stretch.
Yeah, I still got to work. I still got to produce, and it's difficult to do what I need to do in an urban environment. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a really, you've got a really big video production component to Student of the Gun, and I imagine that makes it really challenging to do what you got to do for that.
Yeah, like last year before the diagnosis, last summer or a year ago, summer of 2018, summer 2019 was a wash for me. It was a waste. But the summer of 2018, we filmed a video series called This Is Rifle Country.
Right.
And I went out, and now we had access to a mile range. Not a 1,000-yard range, but actually, there's a mountain for a backstop. So if you miss, it just hits the mountain and no one cares. So we were able to do that, and that's fantastic. You can't do that in an urban environment.
No.
And, well, we were actually just able to film a new series called The Saigon Report. And while I was flat on my back, I had lots of ideas. And I started formulating this. I did living history when I was a 4-H instructor.
Right.
And so what I did is basically came up with a living history for the Vietnam era. And,
okay.
And we're featuring and discussing and shooting firearms that were available during the Vietnam era. Because let's face it, it's been 50 years, and most people who are under 40, it's just notional to them. It's, you know, it's
when
history.
When I in the 80s, I'm sure I was training with Vietnam era M16s.
Oh yeah,
the ones I had still had the Mattel handguards on them.
Oh yeah, and you know the very first segment of the Saigon Report was the 1911, and I got a hold of an inland version, the GI spec 1911,
right.
And it looked and felt pretty much like the ones I was issued when I first became a Marine.
What was your time in? When was that?
Oh, 87. I went in.
So we were in the military about the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only the new one from England doesn't rattle quite as much as the World War II.
Yeah, mine sounded like a castanet. I could sound like a beanbag with
pieces
metal,
didn't
with,
fall
with,
off.
With,
of
yeah.
Them. Yeah.
But I loved it. I qualified expert with it.
Yeah, I did.
Four
I did
or five
too.
Different times. So that was pretty cool stuff. So one, I'm glad to see you up and around because I know that you have developed a very big community behind Student of the Gun, and you do so many facets of so many things, and you've written a bunch of books that cover a bunch of things that a lot. I mean, like, how many people are going to read this that have a malady and draw some inspiration from this?
I hope a lot. I hope as many as humanly possible.
And I mean, so to see you back up and running is pretty cool. Paul, if you've never met Paul, Paul's a big strapping guy that wears a kilt. You wearing a kilt today?
No, Thursday's kilt day.
Oh, Thursday's kilt day.
Thursday's Strasco's was kilt day.
Well, I saw you walking by with it yesterday when I came by, and I saw you in the kilt. I did not realize that there was like a structure.
Yeah, well,
kilt.
Yeah, actually, the funny thing is,
is it called kilting if you wear it?
You can call it that if
okay,
you want.
Okay.
Well, 5.11, they did a limited edition of tactical kilts several years ago.
Yeah?
Many years ago.
Okay.
And they decided, they're like, if you wear your kilt to the 5.11 booth on Thursday and you get a free T-shirt or something, right? So I was like, I'll take your Pepsi challenge. So I did. And it just, and they stopped making them. They only made a limited run and they're done. But since that time, we kilt wearers have basically, done Thursday.
Well, you're the only one I ever see at these affairs that have a kilt.
Well, a guy walked by earlier, and I generally they're tactical kilts, but every once in a while you'll see somebody that has a true tartan, a true Scottish. I am Scottish.
We have about 30 seconds. Well, we don't even have it.
Don't even know that.
You'll have to explain to me one day the tactical kilts. Thank you for joining me, and I'm glad to see you back up and around,
Thank
my
you.
Man. All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart.
It's due to their heroism and quick response that no civilians were injured. Again, thank you. Truly thank you to the response of the officers.
Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store on Monday. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Still here on the floor at SHOT Show. There's lots of SHOT Showing going on. I went to a meet and greet last night. It was a wealth of would-be guests. I've already had two of them on before the actual host of the meet and greet come on with me. And joining me once again from Chambers Custom is Joe Chambers and the boss, Heidi. Good morning, peoples.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. That was splendid, Heidi. I told you you'd be great at this. So, you got news. Mm-hmm. Tell me the news.
About CAC?
About CAC. Tell me the news about CAC.
Well, we're gonna do a little project with Knights Armament Group.
Now, Knights Armament Group, Kim was asking me to describe Knights Armament Group, why that's so important. And I was saying, well, if this kind of an AR-15 is a Lamborghini, then Knights Armament is a Bugatti.
Yeah, they're like the McLaren of the world.
Right.
AR, yeah. Especially in the large frame, the 308. They got a new 6.5 Creedmoor coming out, which we're really excited about. So, yeah, it's pretty.
Slide up a little closer for me, if you would be so kind, sir. I know you're not that soft-spoken. Anyway, now, isn't that sort of odd for you, who are a handgun maestro, to be approached by Knights Armament, which does long guns, to do a collaboration?
Well, actually, I approached them.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and one of their guys have been talking for several months about how much I really want one of their rifles, and he wanted one of my pistols. And all of this was put in play by our mutual friend, Steve Fisher.
Right.
So huge kudos to Steve for helping make this happen.
Thank you, Yeti.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Steve is a great ambassador for the brand of Knights, and he's actually one of their real ambassadors. He travels around the country and shoots their rifles. And so he put me in touch with one of their guys, and we've been talking for several months back and forth as our schedules would allow, because we're both pretty busy. And we met at SHOT Show, and we decided that we're going to do a little project together, kind of a test run, see how it works out. If it works out, we'll do a bigger one. And I'm pretty sure it'll work out. I think 4 of the first 10 that we're going to release are already spoken for as of last night, which is pretty awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, so far the project, the only way the project exists is in an Instagram post, right?
Right,
and
yeah.
You've already sold 4 of them.
Yeah, 4 spoken for, yeah. You know, and it's, to me, it's like, it's kind of the pinnacle of where I want to go with the Professional Series line. We have, we started with an exceptional individual in Chuck Pressburg, Press Check Consulting, with the Knight Fighter Project, and he's a professional. Then we went to, we signed Jared Reston of the Reston Group. He's the American Cop Hero, and, he's a consummate professional. And we've got some other people in the queue that we're working on contracts with and gun designs with for the Professional Series. So to get a opportunity to work with a company like Knights is really special, because they are the top tier AR platform builders in the world, in my opinion.
Right.
And then you have us, who many people consider us to be top tier in the 20...
Only the people that know about you.
Yeah.
Only those guys.
In the 1911...
And gals. Only those guys and gals, yeah.
Yeah, in the 1911/2019 world. So for us to come together and do a project, that's really special. We can offer something that's honestly kind of a once-in-a-lifetime package. And I've got some other things in mind. You know, I'm talking to Craig Bernhardt this morning after the radio show about doing a special knife that'll go in the
package. Scallywag.
Scallywag Tactical.
Yep.
Yep. About doing a special knife that'll go in the package. And, of course, Ben Simonson from Boresight Solutions. I talked to him this morning. He was like, yes, dude, we'll do the stippling for you. And I'm like, awesome. So it's going to be a complete... like, blow out the doors, awesome, holy smokes, I always wanted something like this in my life, package.
You were telling me about some other stuff you got going on, because, let's face this, when somebody goes out and buys a Chambers gun, this when it finally shows up, it's a little bit like the Nobel Prize being delivered to your door, right? And you have decided to take this and actually make this a presentation.
Yeah.
Instead of just, oh, here's your gun.
Oh, yeah,
you,
yeah.
You decide to make a presentation, which I find that to be very important, because when people are out there looking at stuff like that, you ever seen these pocket dumb pictures where they show that they carry 3 pocket knives and 5 flashlights and a gun, and a full-size gun with a flashlight and 5 full-size magazines, all that other stuff? You know, I look at your guns and I can see where this gun would be sitting there with a, Rolex and the keys to something from Italy and that kind of thing. And, nothing like when you sent me the first gun, right, when it came in the bag and everything, I was impressed by how protective that bag was. But I was just thinking, wait a minute, this is a Chambers gun. And I had sort of planned to talk to you about that, but see, you've already been ahead of me. Is it your fault? Did you push him that way? Okay.
For sure.
Heidi pushed him that way.
Yeah, so on the Knights project, we're going to be working with another great friend of ours, Brack Wilson of Patriot Gun Cases. Brack does custom CNC cut foam, so the whole package will be in a hard case, SKB hard case. Like I said, I wanted a lot of those projects that we've done in the past and we have planned in the future. They're really, it's about the experience for you, the client, as much as it is about the guns, the product, us, all of that. When you get the package and you open the case, I want you to go, wow, holy smokes. I've been looking forward to this my whole life. Where's it been? And yeah, so we're also gonna do that with, you know, we're gonna do something fun, which we won't talk about just yet.
Okay.
But with our Pro Series guns going forward, that Brack and Nancy from Tough and Nat from Tough are gonna help us with.
If you hear some sounds like big gigantic things being rolled past you while you're trying to do a radio broadcast, that's because big gigantic things being rolled past us while I'm trying to do this radio broadcast. SHOT Show is winding down. And I'm quite pleased for you, simply because this will be one of those moments where not only does it this isn't the one, it's the first.
Yeah. Yeah, and for us,
you as a brand, you're about to be, well, you're already the hotness, so you're about to be popping. You're about to be the popping hotness.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's one of those things that, you know, Knights is, they are Knights.
Yeah.
They're Knights Armament Company. And so for us, it's really an honor to be able to work with somebody who is seen in the tactical community as the pillar of excellence. And I'm excited about it. I know our guys are excited. Heidi's excited about it. Boss will probably be excited when I get home. Only because he hasn't seen me in a week.
Okay.
Boss will definitely be excited.
So, you know, and one thing I want to mention, though, just in passing, you know, I saw Chuck Pressburg, but I didn't know it was Chuck Pressburg, and I was wondering why you had this accountant with a dog at your meet and greet. And then I met Jared, and I thought those guys were from Glock, to be honest with you, with the little badges they were wearing. And but then when I met Jared, and he told me that was Chuck. I mean, Chuck don't look the part. Jared does. I mean, but, you know.
Well, and Chuck's thing, and I really like this. Chuck has taken some advice from some fellow friends of ours in the industry to kind of recreate who he wants to be. Chuck's a businessman now.
Yeah, he's quite dapper, too, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
He looks the part. I mean, I would never have guessed that this was a roughneck or something, but yeah. We're coming up on the next break, and if you will, if you got to sit in with me one more time, we'll do that one more time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. From the floor at SHOT Show 2020. Still talking to he's turning into the master collaborator, and he finds out the best people to collaborate with. Although I tried this last night with a Nighthawk. I want to see what you have to say about it. But anyway, joining me again is Joe Chambers and Heidi Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. Chambers is very well. We got Brandon over there sitting over there keeping watch, make sure nobody disturbs me. Okay. All right. So anyway. Collaborations. Mm. Now, this is where when people start seeking. See, okay, so you sought out Knight's Armament, but they're going to come back and seek you out, I think, again after this. I mean, is this going to be like a limited run or anything?
Yeah, we're going to do a first. We're going to do a little trial drop. We're going to drop 10.
That's right. You've already sold the first. Four with an Instagram post.
Yes, with an Instagram post.
So what happens if we actually, you know, when this actually hits the waves and people know that it's out there and it goes beyond an Instagram post? So this is going to be what is this going to be? Can we talk about that?
Can't talk about it.
We can't talk about that. So you've sold four of them and they don't even know what they bought.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I think, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What I can tell you is, if you're a Knights Armament fan and you're a Chambers Custom fan and you're listening to this broadcast when it goes live, start saving your shekels. Because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it. But, I mean...
And I got, you know, some guys, I'm looking at a board earlier online.
Do they even know, the people that have committed, do they even know how much it's going to cost?
No.
See, this is the height that I aspire to be at, to where I can hear about something that I know is just going to be cool, that I don't know what it's going to be, I don't know what caliber it's going to be, I don't know what color it's going to be, I know who's doing it, and that's all I know. And I'm like, hell yeah, take my money.
Well, I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I will send you or bring you my set.
Yeah.
And you can test it and do a video on it.
Wow.
How about that?
That'll be a special day, won't it? That'll be special for me. That'll be one of the But I still wish to be at that height where I can. You can be like, Bill, I'm about to do something. Sold. Well, you don't even know what I was doing. Well, I'll buy it. I don't care. Well, I'm just going to make some sandwiches. Well, I want one of them. I want cereal number three. So,
when I get together with you and let you play with the set,
yeah,
this is what you need to know. You're going to need 9mm ammo, and you're going to need 6.5 Creedmoor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now things are starting to take shape in this Neanderthal-sized skull of mine. I'm beginning to see a few things happening. I like this. Okay. Well, let's talk about some other stuff. How many people have you run across here that actually, because, you know, Chambers is not an obscure brand, but it's for the set that is looking just to get into 1911s, it's probably not as well known as it would be after they've had it for a while and they've researched what they're doing. So how many people are walking up to you going, hey, man, I love what you do?
You know, in the last year, that's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Heidi laughs because, and she jokes with me because I do know a lot of people. I've been in the industry 13 years.
Sure.
And in that time frame, you know, I've made a lot of connections, a lot of relationships, a lot of friends, and those fall into different categories, obviously. But with the past year and doing the Pro Series projects and moving out of the competition world, so to speak, and more into the tactical world, Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff kind of blew up. And now, yeah, you walk around the show or you're at, you know, down in the Venetian at the Circle Bar at night or whatever, and people are like, dude, been following you on Instagram. We haven't met in person. This is
love your stuff.
Love your stuff. And that's great. You know, I'm glad people are excited about what we're doing. They see what we're doing. We're trying to make some waves a little bit, change some things in the industry, grow the industry ourselves, you know, in our own little way. And that's exciting that people recognize that for what it is and appreciate it.
I have an idea for you for a Pro Series gun that would be based upon me.
Okay.
I was never one of those hard-charging, snake-eating kind of guys. But we could do one for the everyman.
Yeah,
we could call it the Chambers QC.
QC.
Quartermaster Corps. I could be your pro guy. I could roll up in my little roller chair gun. I may not be able to be that 26-year-old, but doggone it, I can shoot like him. I find the collaborations and the stylized Pro Series guns to be quite interesting, simply because for someone like a Pressburg, a Jared, Steve Fisher, all these other guys, I'm sure they get out there and fire a bunch of stuff. They're like, this is good. But for them, you actually physically manifest for them what they picture in their mind's eyes, what would be perfect for them. Yeah. And then other people find out what would be perfect for them, which there's little nuances involved in all of this that makes it a scintilla off here and a scintilla off there off of a box stock boutique type gun. And then all of a sudden there's like a collective oh my going on out there, because everybody's like, I never thought of this and I never thought of that. But you're the one that actually puts it together.
Right.
How many people get out there and actually accept, which I know you sell all the guns, I know you sell them all out, but I mean, like the Night Fighter. Never seen a 1911 without a front sight. And, you know, I know why you don't have, or at least on that one, it had the optical sight on it, but, you know, most people get out there and go, that's heresy! That's not, you are not a traditionalist. So, when you get out there, how many people get a hold of that gun and become more accepting of the stylized designs that the Pro Series brings out?
Well, I think it definitely sets a trend.
Right.
So when I first brought out my Night Fighter with no front sight, there was a lot of pushback because guys were like, oh, what if my dot goes down? Well, are you going to take a 50-yard shot if your dot's down with your pistol? No. Probably not, unless somebody's laying down rifle fire.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if, you know, Steve gets out there and he says, use that as a window. It's a sight. It may not have the dot, but it's still got a, you can still see what you're looking at.
Right. And so from 7 to 10, 15 yards, if you shoot any at all, if you train any at all, you probably don't need a front sight to make that shot.
Right.
Right? So what we saw with that was after people realized, oh, this is okay, this works, Then we got guys ordering guns with no iron sights, just a red dot.
Yeah.
Which makes sense from a carry perspective.
That's the snag.
That's the snag.
Yep.
At the same time, the way I designed the RDSM plate for our guns, the iron sights sit so low anyway. They're a one-third co-witness, which is what all the guys that I talked to wanted. They didn't want a full co-witness. They didn't want the iron sights filling up the glass. That defeats the point of having the glass.
Right.
So it sits so low that it's really unobtrusive when you look through the gun, when you look through the dot. So for the guys that really feel the need, oh, yeah, I got to have iron sights, it still works out well for them. So it's nice to be able to start that trend of you don't have to have it. You really don't.
Right.
But it's also nice to be able to accommodate the guys who are really hardcore and they want those iron sights.
Well, I intermingle and I'm sponsored in addition, by which sponsored now by Chambers Custom. Let me bow before you.
Thank you.
But
thank
I mean,
you for the opportunity.
I'm sort of a 1911 kind of guy, so like I have a little involvement with SDI, Nighthawk Custom as a sponsor, and everything else. And each of you have this little niche that you occupy, where you're making something where the market is coming to you specifically for what that has become. That's just so stunningly intuitive of all of you as a business to be able to figure out what it is you're going to do and then do it and execute it and bring it to you. But I mean, right now you're on this, you're ascending. So I'm pleased to be involved with you while you ascend, just to watch it happen.
Well,
just to watch it happen.
We're honored that you would, consider to ask us and have us on here, not only for the regular show, but for, sponsoring the show. All three of those companies you mentioned, Chambers Custom, Nighthawk, and STI, you're right. We do, each of us fill a different void in the market.
Right.
On STI's side, the guys there, Buck and Nate and Sean and all those guys, they've done a really good job in the last 2 years streamlining their lineup, and they build, in my opinion, at this time, probably the best production gun out there.
Yeah.
We're
about to run out of time, so I just need to say this. So when you see anybody out there that sees me doing a comparison between a Nighthawk and a Chambers Custom or a Chambers Custom and a STI, that's more for my fun, and you guys watch the movie or watch the video, well, you fell for my trap, didn't you? Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. How
Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.